We spoke last week with Ryan Borucki and Marco Gonzalez. They did learn more from second opinion doctors. Both gentlemen, the original diagnosis was confirmed. Both gentlemen aren't throwing right now. With Ryan, it is a median nerve injury or median nerve inflammation. As we spoke in scrums the past, we were focused on the left triceps or left forearm. That inflammation has cleared up. That has subsided. He was still having some symptoms, so we took opportunity to take a deeper dive with our own doctors and second opinion doctors, and that is the working diagnosis. Most importantly, the prognosis is he will pitch again for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just right now, he's not in a throwing status, but he is improving daily. With Marco, the injury to the flexor, he is at a no-throw status as well. As we've discussed in scrums past, he is a previous player that has successfully returned from UCL reconstruction. But all of the reports, everything that we've learned from the physicians across the country, that reconstructed ligament is intact and robust, and it's specific to the flexor itself. Other pitchers, Oviedo, kind of encouraging and really exciting news, at least for me and him. He's coming across the six-month mark with his UCL rehab, and that's really important because that's when he may get final clearance to begin throwing, and that's around May 15th-ish or so. So that's coming up. He's been working really hard. I know Ovi's really excited to go see Dr. Meister later this month to hopefully finally get that clearance. Andy Rodriguez, he continues to dominate his rehab. He's hitting from the left-hand side. We anticipate him getting clearance to throw later this month, so late May, and that'll be around the six-month mark with him as well. Dario Moretta down in Florida, no issues at all. And Jason DeLay is probably the one that's closest to returning of that group. He caught a bullpen today. He caught Bailey Falter's bullpen. His first time he did that, no issues. He's playing catch up to 105, 120 feet. And he's taking swings off the tee, so everything's trending in a really good direction for Jason.
Does that mean Jason could be heading to Bradenton soon to start doing rehab down there, or he's going to do that before rehab assignment?
Correct, yes. There is some discussions of transitioning that rehab down there because we're better equipped for games and such, so hopefully that's coming soon.
On the two-pitcher, Marco and Borucki, that's just rest, like there's in terms of like that's what the rehab is.
Correct. There wasn't any other medical interventions that were recommended. That's correct. Rest and rehab.
Todd Sheldy told us that O'Neill has caught his spikes a couple of times. Is it same ankle? What's his situation?
Yes, it is the same ankle. I believe it's happened three times this year. It happened in San Francisco, New York, and now here. First and foremost, the ankle that's the ankle that was injured and operated on, the surgery continues to be strong, stable as it was late last year. From time to time, he tweaks it. I don't want to use impinges. He just tweaks the ankle and it feels sore. But he had a great day. He was available to play yesterday if needed, and he's back in the starting lineup. That's just something that we're going to continue to have to work through from the foot intrinsics and the ankle, as we've talked about a lot last year and a little bit this spring, that the medical and performance teams, and most notably O'Neill, we're going to have to continue to work through. But he's raring to go, and he's in the lineup today.
Does he wear anything to stabilize the ankle? Like a
brace or tape?
We've tried, and they've tried just about everything. And what we've learned, and I'm sure all of you at some point have had some type of injury in your foot and ankle, those braces are really good, but they're predominantly for proprioception. What I optimally want to do is create a solid foundation, and that begins with the foot intrinsics, and then the ankle, and then all the way up the kinetic chain. So O'Neill, notably, the rehab team, medical team, performance team, we're always working on daily exercises to make sure everything is activated first and foremost, and then strong to prepare him for the demands of the game. So, in short, we've tried everything. Sometimes he tapes, sometimes he doesn't, but he'd prefer to wear nothing.
From your experience, is this something that, you know, maybe not common, but could be a byproduct of returning from that serious of an injury like he had last year where the strength is not quite there, but maybe another off season you don't anticipate it being a long-term injury, but this season, these kinds of things are kind of inevitable, I guess, maybe is the way to phrase it.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a pretty traumatic injury, as we all have talked about, and the game's going to make him stronger, too. Practice is going to make him stronger. Getting in those positions is going to make him stronger. So that's all part of it. But we I don't want to say we anticipate that there will be hiccups. Ideally, we hope there's nothing and he feels nothing and he continues to play at the level he's capable of and help us win baseball games. But with any professional athletes coming back from pretty significant surgeries, it's more likely than not that things occur from time to time.
You don't foresee this being a long-term thing throughout the rest of his career, do you?
In regards to the foot and ankle, or
yeah.
No, I don't. I believe as long as we continue to address those little foot intrinsics and ankle stability and the rest of the kinetic chain, we'll continue to help him work through that.
Thought of Kellington had surgery.
He did. Unfortunately, he had a second opinion with Dr. Meister last week. The original assessment was agreed upon by our own doctors, and he opted to have Dr. Meister do the surgery, UCL reconstruction, in 14 to 16 months.
Anybody else in the minors?
Harrington, I think we've talked about a little bit, but he has started his rehab assignment with the Marauders. So,
three yesterday, right?
Yes, three innings.